You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Sue Belcom. It's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue Belcom joins us from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, to talk about food. And this time, Sue, you want to talk about, and I'm not sure, is it halva? Is it halva?
We pronounced it halva.
Okay.
And one of our listeners suggested that I know about it because they must have gone to some good German Russian holiday dinner and had some halva, which I found in the store probably a couple years ago. It's usually back in the meat department. So I'm like, whoa, we used to have that every Easter and every Christmas. Mm. And so I bought some to take to my dad, who's still in assisted living in Jamestown. And he's like, I hate that stuff.
It's Middle Eastern, though, isn't it?
Oh, gee, I know. So think about that. Like, it was at every holiday that I can remember as a kid. It comes in a white, which would be vanilla, and it comes in a dark, which would be chocolate, and then it comes mixed, like chocolate vanilla ice cream would. And the only thing I can figure out is that it, you know, it's a Middle Eastern, West Asian, you know, Horn of Africa, Chinese sort of thing, because it is made from sesame seeds.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And of course, well, you have to like the texture of it too, don't you think?
Yeah, it is a little drying, but
and a little, it's a confection, but it's not quite like eating a candy bar.
Right.
But they say that it has some background in the Balkans, which is the only thing I can figure out. The Russians probably ate halva. And then my German family would have been, right. And then they brought it with them over to this country. St. John's bread is another one of those like really strange things that we had that we never really knew anything about, but it was just kind of there all the time. So I did a little research into what it was actually. It's kind of a sesame paste, to say the least. But the big thing is that you can make it at home. I found a recipe for it, and I'm like, holy cow, that's bizarre, because I don't know how many stores carry it anymore, whether it's seasonal or not. I have no idea. I couldn't find any articles that connected my family's heritage to this particular confection. So, Doug, have you ever tried it? Do you know what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know that I've ever tried it. I have seen it, and I'm intrigued by it because it does look like it's easy to make.
Right, and it's got nuts, pistachios, our favorite, and cardamom in it, which is one of my favorite
spices. I make
a
coffee halva. That's really delicious.
Oh, am I getting some of that someday, like for my birthday or something?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it is really good. Molly Yeh has that recipe.
Oh, is it hard to find the ingredients? Do you have trouble finding tahini paste or anything like that?
No, that's available at pretty much any grocery store, but I specifically go to the Asian market in town to get it.
Oh, there you go. And we actually have an Asian market now that is just like, it's so fascinating to go in there. And they've got seafood and they've got all these kinds of wonderful noodles that you can make. And I never thought to go down there for tahini. I found some at the grocery store once, which I really like it. But
yeah. Well, and if you have a good blender, too, and sesame seeds and a little sesame oil, it's not that hard. I can't ever get it quite as smooth, though. And so for a recipe like halva, where you really do want it smooth,
can't believe how simple this is. You know, it's pistachio kernels and cardamom, cinnamon, water, sugar, and a little bit of lime juice. And then it's kind of like, I think, all in how you cook it. You know that there's ways to caramelize sugar and water, and sometimes that can be a disaster because if you're not using a candy thermometer, it is a little more difficult to judge whether or not that's been cooked long enough. you know, like popcorn balls have one temperature and Divinity has another temperature. And tahini is about 250 degrees on a candy thermometer.
I'm thinking there must be a YouTube video for making halva or making tahini, because there's a YouTube video for just about everything.
When you're making this candy base to which you add the pistachio kernels, first you have to toast them, because as you know, toasting, there's nothing better than toasting sunflower seeds or walnuts or almonds in your oven. And they just have such a better flavor and a better texture. So you roast your pistachio seeds, or toast them, I guess. And you can do it in a skillet or you can do it in the oven. And I actually toast rice sometimes before I cook it, because it just brings out that really nutty flavor. And then you season that, the nuts, and then you use the sugar and the water and the lime juice to kind of make this caramelized syrup that should be about the consistency of honey. And then you just add the nuts to that. And then, of course, you have to put it in a mold. And unlike fruitcake, you don't pour bourbon or brandy over it. You've just got to eat it plain. I'm sorry, but let it mold until it's nice and firm. And then we sliced it. We just sliced it and ate it. And I think we ate it with our meals. We didn't really eat it like as a dessert, but I have to laugh because my dad was like, God, get that out of here. It was a huge disappointment to me, because I was thinking I was doing him a favor, you know, but I wasn't. So I don't know. I'm going to wait for some of that coffee flavored halva from you, Ashley, because it sounds really good. What do you use to flavor it?
Coffee
flavor. Just regular coffee?
Yeah, it's just coffee grounds.
You actually put the grounds in there,
I think,
huh?
So. Gosh, I better
look
this
up. That is so bizarre.
From the Molly on the Range cookbook, which, you know, Molly, yay, she has a farm outside of East Grand Forks, and she has a show on the Food Network. So I'm looking it up, and it says ground coffee. So
wow.
Thank you, Internet. Okay.
We have dissected halva for Main Street Eats, and who knew about the connection from, you know, the Middle East or the Balkans to central North Dakota. But there it is. Sue Belkum peeled that onion, and we have discovered halva. Thank you, Sue, for Main Street Eats. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but this is as good as it gets today.